Listen now to Wisdom of the Wounded with Karen Mulder.
It's difficult to move. The type of moving I'm referring to is where you pack up all your possessions and move to a new geographical area. Ginger says, my most traumatic move was from Chicago, where my friends and relatives all lived, to Michigan, where I virtually knew no one. And she said, precious few people ever welcomed me, and after months of loneliness, I cried out to God to give me some friends. And eventually, I made many wonderful friends. But I never forgot the desperately lonely feeling of being a newcomer. Margaret says, about a year ago, we moved to Pittsburgh, and I was introduced to a most delightful sort of neighborliness. My husband had to go directly to work, so it was my task to meet the moving van at our new apartment. This was my first big move, and I was a little overwhelmed with all the boxes and cartons, and I had just sat down to map out my strategy when there was a knock on the door, and outside stood a youngster holding a tray with sandwiches, a pot of tea, and dainty cakes. A little embarrassed, he handed it to me with a note, then turned and ran down the hall. I opened the envelope and, to my astonishment, read the wonderful words, dear friend, I know you're unpacking with chores galore. If you need any help, I live next door. I hope that we will not forget how it feels to be lonely and without friends, and that we will welcome newcomers in our neighborhoods. God bless.
Wisdom of the Wounded with Karen Mulder is heard each day at this time. Learn more about Wisdom of the Wounded by going online to wisdomofthewounded.com.